Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Oh, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. I'll tell you, we've got some exciting news for you that I'd like for you to mark down on your calendar. Mark these dates: Saturday, September the 8th, through Tuesday, September the 11th. That's five services with Dr. Jerry Savelle from Fort Worth, Texas, is going to join us, and we're going to have an incredible time in his presence. I'd like you to go online to restorechurch.ca, and you can see the times and the services there. We're September the 8th through, that's Saturday, September the 8th, through Tuesday night, September the 11th. And we have a specials ministers meeting on Tuesday at 9:30 on the 11th of September for ministry leaders only. And you must register, so go online, send us an email to register for that special ministers only session with Dr. Jerry Savelle from Fort Worth, Texas. He's going to be preaching the Word of God. We're going to enjoy the presence of God and the power of God, and it's going to be an incredible time. So I invite you and your friends all across the North. We've got people I know already coming in from the Sioux and North Bay and Timmins. This is going to be an incredible time of refreshing and revival for the North. So come join us September the 8th through September the 11th, five services with Dr. Jerry Savelle. I'd like to continue to talk to you now about faith. You know, we've been looking at faith and targeting our faith for getting results. And I was preaching a series on faith, and now we're moving it into the next step. And that is, I've entitled this, This Is Living. I started sharing it this past week about This Is Living, and we know that the just shall live by faith. We know that faith is an attitude and expressions, and its actions influenced, and this is where I want you to get a hold of, by revelation of His grace and His glory. We went into Psalm 84, verse 11. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly before Him." I want you to get a hold of something. God wants to deliver into your life the things that He's promised you into manifestation. That's why we're targeting our faith. We're believing God's word. We're pressing in. We're casting aside the weight which does so easily beset us. And we're pressing on towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God has a plan for your life, and that plan is going to come into fruition as you get a revelation of His glory and His grace. Listen, this is what happens when you understand grace. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6 says it this way: "That has come to you just as in the entire world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing. So it has also been bearing fruit and growing among you from the first day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth." Get a hold of that. The grace of God in truth. An understanding of the grace of God will cause a complete transformation in your life. It will change everything from your understanding of God to who you are and to your relationship with others around you. God's grace changes everything. Many believers have some knowledge of grace, but do not really know it. Many of us know that grace is unmerited favor. This definition is solid and well-grounded, though totally incomplete. The knowledge of God is experiential. For example, you do not yet know God as your healer if you have not experienced divine healing in your body. You might have studied it and have a full mental understanding of God as a healer, but you are not yet to know Him as your healer until you receive that healing into manifestation in your life. I want you to get a hold of some things. I want you to receive. I want to put you in a receiving mode today. And you say, what is a receiving mode, Pastor Jeff? Well, it's tuning into, dare I say it this way, the right frequency. You know, it's making sure that one of my mentors, Joe McCroskey, who's Brother Jerry's, Dr. Savelle's international director, he always said it this way. It's getting your antennas up. That means begin to praise God. Begin to pray and thank God for revealing himself and his goodness to you and his mercy to you. And get a knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And as you lift your hands up in praise, something happens. You begin to tune in to God. How is that? Because God's word declares that he inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. You know, when you understand that it says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. You see, there's this bringing together of grace and glory. Many people just have an understanding of God's glory just as his presence or his weightiness. But it's really the magnificence of everything God is. That's why when Moses declared to God, I would see your glory, God says, Moses, you can't handle all of me, but I'm going to let you see my backside, which is my goodness. You know, God's goodness is a reflection of his glory and his grace. And forever in the Word of God and God's character and nature come together and his expressions come together in his grace and in his glory. I want you to just get that right now in your life. When his grace comes into your life, something happens. There's a revelation of the goodness and the mercy of God. When his grace comes into your life, something happens. Hope comes alive, for it says in Colossians that he is the hope of glory. It says that grace and truth come together in Jesus Christ. You see, our desire for you is that you would understand God's great, I don't even have words to describe God's love for you. Yeah, God loves you. He knows where you're at. He knows the very thoughts of your heart. He knows the challenges that you're facing. He knows the times that you endeavor to do right and fall short. He knows that you're crying out for help, and yet it seems like it's falling on deaf ears. But I want you to know it's not falling on deaf ears, that God hears the cry of your heart. And it says that he hears the cry of his people. God loves you. Can you just settle the issue today? It's not about how good you are. It's about how great he is. It's God's love. I'm going to pray that God's glory and that God's grace show up in your life today. Why? Because we're going to have faith to receive today. Now faith is. The Word of God tells us that we can move from faith to faith and from glory to glory. That means we can see our faith increase. We can see the glory of God manifest in our life. That is his presence, his goodness, his power, and his person. God wants to show up on the scene for you today. You need mercy today. I just see it all across in the spirit right now. People are crying out for the mercy of God. They've done wrong. They have things coming at them. They're trying to make it work themselves. Will you just throw yourself on the mercy of God? Just do it. Say, God, I need your mercy. I need your mercy, oh God. Help me. I want to pray with you this morning that this day is a day that will change your life, that this day is a day that will empower you, that this day is a day that the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you Jesus in a greater realm of his glory, and that you're going to see grace coming flooding into your life, transforming your heart and your life, and you're going to see signs and wonders today. Can you just say that? Now faith is. I want you to believe that God is moving on your behalf. I want you to believe that God says that those who love him, that he works all things together for good. That means love God and seek him, and somehow the end result will be God is going to move in your situation. That God loves you and that God wants you to connect with him and ask for it. See, many things we receive not because we ask not. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Perhaps you need a healing today, a breakthrough in family or relationship. Perhaps you need that deal to close today because that's the deal you know, in business, and there are many people that are vying for that same deal, and you've put forth the effort, you've done due diligence, and now it's in the hands of someone that's going to make a decision. Where does the business go? Favor. Favor. I declare favor over you this morning that business deal is going to turn to your direction and you're going to have favor to provide the service. I pray for you this morning. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just declare that your goodness and your grace and your mercy flood into the lives of your people, Father. I thank you right now for a revelation of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we just connect with each and every heart right now, that there's a transforming grace and an ability and a power, a sustain flooding into their life right now, a hope bursting alive in the name of Jesus. I want you to say this and declare it. Don't be shy about it. You know, last week, you know, we were in a store and somebody blessed us with something and I just stopped right there and prayed. I wasn't shy about it. I prayed and blessed them in the name of Jesus. You know what? You can't be shy about declaring the goodness of God. You don't have to be boisterous. You don't have to be out of order. But you need to declare it many times. You need to just declare. When I get a good parking space, I say, that's the favor of God. Hallelujah. You know, when situations and circumstances go my way, I say, that's the favor of God. Even in the midst of what I like to say, when my wife likes to remind me, May, she likes to say, it was a divine delay. That means you think that it's just short or it's not happening, but God has delayed it. Remember? The Apostle Paul wanted to go preach the gospel, and the Spirit of God withstood him, and then he got the call from the Macedonian people. You don't know what God's doing in the background. You may want a nickel, and God's got a dollar waiting for you. I want to tell you right now, God knows all things. And when we get a revelation of God's glory and a revelation of God's grace, and we walk in a spirit of expectancy, which is the spirit of faith, when we begin to declare that God is at work in our lives, when we begin to declare that we are blessed and highly favored, when we begin to declare that we are the redeemed of the Lord and we will say so, when we begin to declare that God loves us and His grace is upon us and that favor floods through our lives and all around us, when we begin to declare it, something begins to happen. The Bible says that in His presence is the fullness of joy. Oh, His glory, His grace. Get a hold of it today. And as we press into this over the next several weeks, I invite you, if you don't have a church home in the greater Sudbury area, come visit us on Sunday morning as I go into grace and glory. Oh, God is so good. I played a song last week at our church, and I'm going to make it available to you. It's called The Faith Song. And I'll tell you, I'm going to give you the lyrics to it. I've committed my life, surrendered my soul. Confess with my mouth, you are my Lord. Forever will be my Savior, my King. Your Spirit resides inside of me. You're the source of my strength, the God of my peace, sustainer of joy. Your face will I seek. My spirit is free, my heart is complete. Grace now abides, there is liberty. I want you to get a hold of that right now. Commit your life to Him. I don't know where you're at on this journey with Jesus. You could be listening to me this morning and you're just have not made a conscious decision to commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it takes, a decision to commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps you're listening to me this morning and you've just been struggling in your relationship with Jesus. Perhaps you were once on fire for Jesus and you're just not there. Perhaps you're just in the middle of a battle. Perhaps you're in that place that you're saying, Lord, I need more of you. Wherever you're at in this walk of Christian faith, that's right, Christian faith, that we are following Christ. I want to encourage you right now that when you cry out to God, He hears you, and it's in the name of Jesus that salvation is, in no other name. God is your Redeemer. He's your Savior. He's your Deliverer. He's your Helper. He's your Sustainer. He's the one that loves you. He is the one that is speaking to you right now by the power of His Holy Spirit. He's speaking to you. He's drawing you close to Him. And the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance and change. That's why the goodness of God is a demonstration of His glory and of His grace. And so I want to speak to you very frankly this morning. How's your heart? Where's your heart? Where's your thoughts? Are they dwelling on Jesus? Are they thinking about Him? Are they open to allowing Him to speak into your life by the Holy Spirit and by His Word? God wants to see you set free. He wants to see every chain that has held you be broken in your life. He wants to see the hurts and the pains that you've been suffering under healed by the anointing and the grace and the goodness of God and by His love. It says in the book of Luke that the anointing, the Spirit of God was upon Jesus, and He was anointed by God to bring healing to those that are hurting and the broken heart, to set the captive free, to bring deliverance, to open the eyes of the blind. That's what He wants to do for you right now, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you can pass through the situations and the circumstances in the realm of the Spirit first, and then get the breakthrough in the natural. Faith to faith, glory to glory. I'm praying the divine presence of God just flood right into your car, right into your home, right into your office, right into your camp right now, that you're listening to the sound of my voice. And to all those that are listening to the sound of my voice, I believe there's liberty and freedom, and I believe the Spirit of the Lord is with you, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, some things you just have to catch a hold of, and I want you to grab by impartation. That means by divine design deposit that God is depositing into you right now. New realms of His glory, new realms of His grace, that somehow on the inside of you there's an explosion of God's goodness coming alive for you right now. I speak into your life in the name of Jesus that your situations and your circumstances are going to change as you are transformed, because they'll no longer have the weight that they once had in your life. God's going to give you wisdom and guidance and answers. Grab a hold of it right now. Because Moses saw the glory of God, the Lord passed before him, and he proclaimed that the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, and keeping mercy for a thousand, forgiving iniquity and transgression. Let me say it to you this way. Your sins have been forgiven in Jesus Christ. Will you receive it? Will you receive it? There was silence there because I wanted you to think for a moment. It's not knowing it, it's receiving it. See, you're being held in bondage because of guilt and of shame. You're being held in bondage because of condemnation. You're being held in bondage because you've just think that there's no hope for you, and that's not true. God's goodness and His mercy and His love and His glory is waiting to rest on you. The first thing that happens when you have God's glory come in, something changes in your relationship with Him. I'm going to be looking at this more this week as we talk on Sunday. And as we look at the effects of God's glory and the effect of God's grace on people's lives, what it does, oh, it brings incredible change. It brings the power of God onto the scene. You know, God has a destiny for you. You know, when you understand the destiny that God has for you is to be conformed to the image of God. That's right, to be conformed to His image. That's where the victory is. That's where the joy is. That's where the peace is. And it's in Jesus Christ that we see this. When we get a hold of the Word of God, when we get a hold of the touch of God's favor. You know, God says in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3, it says that He is to console, Jesus is to console those who mourn in the church in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Oh, God is glorified as our lives are yielded to Him, and as God does miraculous things in our lives and we give the praise to God, sometimes you just got to remember what He's already done. God has done so many good things. He's touched your life. He's redeemed you. He's saved you. He's reached out to you. He's supplied your need. Sometimes we just need to remember all the good things that God has done. It says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one can boast. That's why in Psalm 84 and verse 11, it says the gift of God through grace and glory. You see, for by grace are you saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not from works, so that no one can boast. Grace operates in two distinct but related realms in our lives, the realms of being who you are and living. What do you do or how you feel? When you understand that God loves you, when you understand that it's not of you and it's of Him, just yield right now. Yield to Him right now. It says in Ephesians 1 and verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace by which He has made us accepted in the beloved. Don't you believe the lie that you're not accepted. You're accepted. God loves you. You don't have to be perfect. He's perfected you and is perfecting you in the power of His Holy Spirit as we yield our lives. You know, some of us struggle with situations and circumstances in our lives, and we wonder, will we ever get set free from them totally? Well, God tells us how this operates as we understand in His Word that He drives the enemy out little by little so that we could hold the land. God wants you not just to be free, but to stay free. That's a word right there for somebody. You know, God wants you not just to be free, but to stay free. He wants to see you stay free from the stains, the pains, and the chains of the past where they no longer hold you, and that you where you are truly conformed to the glory of His image, that God and God alone gets the glory by the transformation in your life, that the Jesus Christ is and always will be my Lord and my Savior. When you grab a hold of the Word of God, when you grab a hold of the grace of God, you know, when you understand the truth of God's glory and God's grace, when you recognize that God's Holy Spirit is at work is in your life, and you know that Jesus Christ has redeemed you. Listen to this in John chapter 1 and verse 12. It says, but to all who have received Him, those who believe in His name, He has given the right to become the children, God's children. Do you believe? Do you receive? As a believer, we should be a receiver, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence that there are is before they're even seen. It says that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. It tells us very clearly that grace and truth come together in Jesus Christ, and it tells us with God all things are possible to him that believeth. I want you to believe. You say, what am I supposed to believe, Pastor Jeff? You're supposed to believe what the Word of God says. You're supposed to believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that there is now therefore no condemnation to them which walk in Christ, that He will supply all of your need, that He is your healer, that God Himself guarantees you that He will give you strength and grace in the time of need, that God says if you look unto Him and call unto Him, He will deliver you, that He will deliver you from all sickness, disease, and iniquity. That's what our God will do. And see, if we'll call out to Him, if we'll receive the grace. Are you a candidate for grace? Listen to what it says. Matthew 9:13. Go and learn what this saying means. I want mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. You know, Jesus said that He come to call those so that who knew. I know I come up short. And I understand who I am in Christ, but yet so many times in my life, I'm struggling and I'm saying, Lord, help me. Help me. And grace makes up the difference. Hallelujah. Listen, 2 Peter 3:18 is the key to everything that I'm talking about today, about grace and about glory, about going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. That means seeing God's glory come onto your situation right now and getting the full release of all that God wants right where you're at right now, and then moving to the next place in Him and becoming freer and freer and freer and increasing more and more and abounding in the good things of God. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace grows and increases. The scripture I just read you in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 commands and encourages us to grow, meaning it is possible for you to increase the grace that is upon your life. But what does growing in grace mean? First, it does not mean increasing God's love or favor upon your life. You cannot get any more of God's love or God's favor. That which God already gave you when you accepted Christ. Neither can you get an updated version, a new updated version of a salvation package. Everything that God has already done for you, He's done it by grace and was handed to you by faith in Jesus Christ. There's nothing better, no upgrades left. you will quickly understand that although we are all saved and loaded with this package, we enjoy and live at different levels of manifestations of His grace and favor in our lives. You are in God's presence, but we experience that presence to different degrees. Christ has healed all of us, but not every one of us is healed. You see, the extent of grace that you see manifesting in your life is the level of grace that you're operating in. You know, and that's something you've got to get a hold of. You can increase. And that's what I want you to understand. The increase of God is upon you. I want you to connect. I want you to understand that it is growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to that end, we ask you and encourage you to join us on this journey of God's grace and God's glory across the North and around the world. We love you and God loves you. And we're so thankful for all that God is doing, for all of our friends, all of our partners. And we want to encourage you that if you don't have a church home in the greater Sudbury area, come join us this Sunday as I continue to speak about grace and glory and how that impacts your life. A personal invitation from me to you. We'd love to meet you, pray with you, shake your hand, and bless you. That's what we'd like to do for you in the name of Jesus. And remember this, mark these dates down, as I said, September the 8th, Saturday night we begin, and we go Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday, September the 11th, with a special minister's meeting, and you must register. It's free, but you must register so that we know you're going to be there. We've got some wonderful gifts for ministers that we want you to be refreshed. So that's a special minister's leaders meeting and leaders meeting September the 11th, Tuesday at 9:30 with Dr. Jerry Savelle, and then our final meeting on Tuesday night, September the 11th. It's going to be a wonderful time. Mark it in your calendar. We have people coming from the Sioux, from North Bay, from Timmins that are coming in to enjoy these five wonderful, glorious meetings, and we're going to see demonstrations of God's goodness and God's glory. This is Jeff Edwards on behalf of Pastor May and myself and all of Restoration Church. We'd like to welcome you. Come see us this Sunday if you don't have a church home or if you're in the area, stop by. God bless. We love you. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.